Good morning. My guests this morning are Ralph Scott, Ian Morris, and Paul Raphael, except that they are playing in a production called Homes for the Holidays. So I will be introducing and speaking to them in their alternate identities as Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Dr. Watson, because you're a physician and known for your bedside manner, is this a bother to you as a world-renowned doctor, being perhaps accused of not such nice things?
Good heavens, I don't know what you mean. Really, there are some terrible rumors going around London about my practice.
Yes,
I do serve the young ladies of London quite often. I do it as a charity work, really,
and
it's
good
very interesting, yes, dealing with hysteria and such.
Yes. Mr. Holmes.
Yes.
I have been reading your adventures for the past 70 years, and frankly, you don't look a day over 100. But I have always wondered why all of your cases are, as you put it, elementary.
Well, you see, most people see, but don't. Most people look, I should say, but don't see. Most people hear, but don't understand. I have made it my life's work to do both well, to train myself physically and mentally, to be on task, as it were, constantly, constantly looking and seeing and understanding and realizing the. It is all elementary. You might as well ask, why do I breathe?
It's... Yes, of course. I understand perfectly. And I've noted that in Mr. Doyle's writing about your works for the last, 70 years, I think.
Yes, he only manages to catch a small portion,
of course.
I've done. But, I leave it to others to sing my praises. My dear colleague, Dr. Watson, of course.
Yes, right. Indeed, in the Strand, of course.
And Dr. Watson, what is it like working with this icon, this detective icon?
Well, you know, people say he's amazing. I tell him he's amazing now and again. But, you know, it can be frustrating. It can be amazing. It can be a test of patience. But it's also an insight into the brilliant mind of Sherlock Holmes, excuse me.
Okay, another question for Mr. Holmes. It's pointed out here that you are going to be solving three crimes before a live audience at the Hotel Petaluma, right here in Sonoma County, on December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and a matinee on the 24th. So how are you going to solve all of these crimes in less than 2 hours?
Well, I can't pretend it won't be difficult, but I believe we have the training, and I've certainly been doing this for, as you said, a long time. Misadventure of the disgruntled physician and the psychic detective and the disobliging cadaver are the three cases that I'll be solving.
Do you think that this will be an appropriate offering for a Sonoma County, United States holiday audience?
There's plenty of good cheer. Good does triumph, I'm pleased to say. And I think with a certain elan, too.
And Dr. Watson...
Yes.
Sherlock is a capricious person.
Indeed, he
is. Do you feel that you will have to, in any way, handle him to make this particular performance in Petaluma?
I do have to handle him a little bit. I have to stroke his ego, certainly. I don't want him overhearing this, really. But and the disgruntled physician in the first story is, in fact, myself. So, yes. And that can come about because sometimes I feel somewhat... I feel somewhat overlooked.
Watson, where is my pipe? You've
pipe.
Hidden my pipe again.
I have hidden your pipe, and it's very bad for
put
you.
Put it under this cushion, or is it behind the sofa? I can't find it.
Holmes, you must stop smoking in our apartments. Really.
Thank you, gentlemen. To find out more about tickets and so forth, they're available at brownpapertickets.com or by visiting PetalumaRadioPlayers.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.